USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Mr. Ambassador, you are recognized for your opening statement. I will not yield. Mr. Ambassador, you
are... You just made some things about all of us that I think we all should get the opportunity to respond to. We think you ought to allow us to speak of what
you
we think.
You can use your 5 minutes to speak. You attacked me in your opening statement, and I responded.
I have not had an opportunity to respond at all, especially to your statements of what we think, because no one over here thinks that.
That exchange on Capitol Hill as Republicans call for Adam Schiff, the Democrat, to step down as the House Intelligence Committee chairman over his unfounded claims of Russian collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in the 2016 presidential election. President Trump is asking the FBI and Department of Justice to review, in his opinion, the outrageous Jussie Smollett case in Chicago. He also calls it an embarrassment to our nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
U.S. economic growth slowed in the final part of 2018, but it was still a good year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes breaks it down.
The best measure of economic performance, the GDP, posted a gain of just 2.2% in the year's fourth quarter. That final reading was in line with expectations of economists surveyed before the number came out. It was down from the previous estimate of 2.6%. It leaves full-year growth at 2.9%, but all in all, 2018 was the best year for the economy since 2015.
No winner has come forward yet in Wisconsin to claim the second highest all-time Powerball jackpot of over $768 million.
This is the 17th win for Powerball in Wisconsin, which makes Powerball the sixth winningest state in Powerball history.
Wisconsin Lottery Director Cindy Polzin. Now, Polzin also said the most important thing for the winner to do is sign the back of the ticket, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Attorney General William Barr says that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report found no evidence of collusion or conspiracy from the Trump campaign and the Russians back in the 2016 presidential election. Democrats and many Americans are still hoping to see the full report, to which Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News, let's open the whole report up and let everyone take a look.
I would declassify all of the documents pertaining to the FBI and its involvement in the 2016 election, let the chips fall where they may. Then, after the American people saw them, and the Congress, I'd turn to my Democratic friends and I'd say, folks, here are the facts. Okay, now it's over. Everybody knows what happened. Let's move forward. The ball's in your court. Now, if the Democrats don't want to do that, if they want to act, no disrespect, I say this gently, like a bunch of meatheads, and keep trying to beat this thing to death, then I can assure you on the Republican side, there's going to be a response to that.
The Vatican is setting the record straight about a ring-kissing mystery, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Video of the Pope pulling his hand away a few days ago as lines of people were waiting to kiss his ring went viral and led to a lot of late-night TV jokes as well. But now a Vatican spokesman says His Holiness was pulling his hand away for fear of spreading germs, not because he was afraid of catching something himself. The tradition of kissing the ring of the Pope does date back centuries.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.